Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody wrote in and they asked about entering a trade. They said they're having trouble entering in the right direction. What do you have to say about that?
To me, and this is going to sound as a, like a smart ass answer, but I actually think that that's not the real issue here. I think the real issue is wanting to be right. So know that you can make a whole lot of money in the markets, and people have done it for literally decades, by being wrong more often than being right. So I would kind of reassess that for one thing. Now, there certainly are trading systems that enable you to be right more often than wrong, and you can do that. The problem with those trading systems, however, is that you really have to be sharp in the execution side of things. If you're not very sharp on the execution side of things, then you will die a horrible death in your and your account will go up in flames. But yeah, so here's the thing. There's a couple ways to do it. This is what I would say. A couple of ways to approach it. One is work on your beliefs about being right. You don't have to be right more often than not. You just have to make a lot of money when you're right. Right. That's number one. Number two is it is possible to trade for a high win rate system, but typically those are like the ones that have an inverse risk to reward. So you might be risking $2 to make $1.50, or maybe $1 to make 80 cents, or something like that. So what that means is, if there's any sort of a flub up in your execution, or if your psychology is a little bit off, and you can easily get into a nasty drawdown because you're not really making that much when you do win. So I would encourage you to reassess your thoughts about being right all the time. And here's one way to do it. You can flip a coin. I've been encouraging traders to do this for years, but I actually heard this. We heard this at the conference. I think Gonzalo mentioned it. He said, flip a coin and take some trades and see if you can work your way out of them and make money. And I've basically said a similar thing where I said, look, set up your risk reward at a high, like 4-to-1. So risk $100 to make 400 and flip a coin on your entries and see if you can take 80, 90, 100 trades and see if that makes money for you. Right. So does it work when you cut your stop loss at 100 pips and your target's 400 pips away? I think you might be surprised. So that's the biggest thing here. And I know a lot of people, they want to be right. And I was the same way. I used to trade with a really kind of close to a 1-to-1 reward to risk ratio when I first started trading, because I fell into the same trap of wanting to be right instead of wanting to make money. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is examine why it is that you feel that way. Why is it that you feel like you have to be right? Because you don't have to be right. You really don't have to be right to make money doing this. You just have to take advantage of those times when you are right. And that's the basic framework, I think, that you can adopt. And that's probably a much more healthy way for most traders.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think you guys are going to be talking about that in the forum, right? How to get like really high win, or really big R wins just out of like smaller moves.
Yeah, yeah. And we've talked about this, you and I, off the record. And I know you've been doing some testing in this area. And it takes quite a bit to break through that problem of losing so many times and stepping back up to the plate, to use a baseball analogy. You come back up, and even though you've struck out, it takes a lot to come back up to the plate and try again. But I think it's worth it, when you see those huge jumps in your equity curve because you're trading 18-to-1, 17-to-1, 22-to-1. Those sorts of trades are the ones that just make you want to throw a party, for everyone on your block. So yeah, so it's
yeah, exactly.
So it's awesome. Yeah, so I would just encourage you to think about adopting a different framework. And if you don't want to do that, you need to be like the kind of person who went through the military or, played collegiate athletics, someone who's very disciplined and has that sort of ingrained, I want to walk into your room and see that the quarter drop off, like bounce off your bed sort of thing, because you make your bed every day. Like if you're that kind of person, maybe you can do it. I'm definitely not that kind of person. But if you are that kind of person, you can be a scalper and you can make low reward to risk ratio trading work for you. But you're just the outlier. Most traders aren't built that way. So they have to do something else.
I see. Okay, that's great advice. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.